and DJ Howie D,
90.3 FM,
WHACR.
Say, fellas,
communicate to me, baby.
They're here live, y'all.
Tell me, what should I do?
Starting
to work it down,
work it on
and
down.
I don't want to lose it.
Oh, yeah,
baby. Tell me where.
Oh, well.
Give it up for them, y'all. They're in the Love Zone live. R&B recording artist, Solo. Welcome to the Love Zone, fellas.
Hey.
Oh, man. Man almighty. Happy New Year's and all that good stuff, man. Oh, sure. How you guys been, man?
Good, my brother. Man, good. Hanging in there, man.
Man, you know, first of all, right up front, I'm going to congratulate y'all on this new project because it is a banger, man.
Oh, man. Thank you, brother.
I got one thing to tell you. I'm gone.
I'm gone already, man.
Yeah. Man, I had that sucker on repeat from New York all the way to the Poconos,
All right.
Oh, my goodness, man. They got your fans. They're in the chat room. Daniel's in the chat room chatting with everyone. We want to take time out and acknowledge some of them. We got Kendall Turner from Wisconsin. Yeah. We got Missy up there from California.
Hey, Missy.
Vanessa Jordan, the CEO of the National R&B Music Society, that's doing beautiful things in the music industry.
Hello, Vanessa.
She's down there in Atlantic City. And my girl, Endless Love, all the way from Maryland, she's up there.
Hey, hey. Okay. We just in your neck of woods.
Oh, really? Yeah, don't make her mad.
Yesterday,
y'all was down there. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And who else? We got LLT in D.C. He's in Washington.
D.C. Oh, where we were, D.C. We're next door.
Wow. My girl, Jesse. Hey, Jesse, baby. I see you, girl. Jesse is down in North Carolina. Is it North Carolina or South Carolina? Let me look at her name real. I think she's in North Carolina. Jesse is in Charlotte, North Kakalaki, baby.
All right, I'm talking.
I got folks down there.
Yeah, and a host of others. Big Will is checking in from Palm Coast, Florida. Carla Ray is in from Brooklyn, New York. Joan is checking in from Newark, New Jersey. We got Pam Jones from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And my man Sydney from Brooklyn, New York. And we got a member, former member of the Persuaders, now known as the R&B Review, Tony Riley, and all the guys. Evan Wills is behind us, guys. What's up, E?
Hey, man.
How you doing?
I think I met him before.
Yeah. That's a singing brother right there, y'all. But, you know, and I can't let her get away because she's been hanging out with me since about 8:30. We got to say what's up to y'all, girl, Brandy. Hey, Brandy.
One of our biggest fans right here.
I learned that for sure. Definitely. Man, you know what? You guys got fans everywhere. And this record that's playing, I mean, it just did it, man. I mean, it did it. And even though it's the Love Zone, sometimes I get caught up playing it, baby, because
you go. It happens like that, man.
It's nothing like telling them where you want to put it at, man. And sometimes we open up with it. Sometimes I get in that groove and we close out with it. But this one right here. Heaven on Earth. Let's go back to the first album, man, the solo album, man. I mean, first of all, let's introduce you guys from starting from my far right and going around. D, go ahead.
Okay, what's up, everybody? I'm Dan.
What's up, everybody? I'm D-Nail.
What's up, everybody? Hey. I'm Rob Bass.
Put that bass in. And all together, they are known as?
Solo.
Right. How long you guys been singing together, man?
Well, we've been signed since 1994, was it?
The group was together.
How many years before you got signed?
Oh, about 4 years before that.
4 years. Yeah. Where did you guys meet up at? How did y'all get together?
Man, that's a story and a half. This brother and another guy named Unique, who's not in the group anymore, and another guy named James got together in California. They hitchhiked across the country to do the Apollo, but didn't end up doing the Apollo. They ended up just singing on the streets and just like making money. Rob was one of the musicians in jazz in New York. He saw them performing on the street, just pulled his bass out one day, and basically started playing with him.
I got a question to ask you though about this bass, because slide over, Danielle. Slide over. Let them see what's over there on the wall. This is like his American Express card, am I right? He don't leave home without that, man.
That's what Terry Lewis told them.
He don't leave home without it, man. So go ahead, continue. Tell me, man.
And then I met Donna through a mutual friend, and he introduced me to the guys, and all of us just kind of bonded. We ended up hanging out in the streets, literally, on the street corner. You probably would see us in the West Village, just like hanging out with the bass, just singing. You know, just singing songs that we knew. And I ended up being in the group, you know, after I replaced the member, and we ended up recording the music with Jimmy and Terry.
So, oh, man. How's it working with them guys, man?
The best.
Oh, man. It
the
was
best.
Awesome,
the
man. Best. Awesome.
So much stuff to learn.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man. They taught us a lot.
Their knowledge is just, I mean, what they do with them slides and what them keys and everything is awesome. Man.
It's a pleasure to see them work too, man.
But they also just taught us a lot about brotherhood, you know.
Yeah.
Those guys just treat each other with so much respect, you know. I wish that I would grow up to be like them, you know.
Wow. So, that's a heck of a compliment right there, man, for them guys. And then you goes in the studio and you make this album right here, man. What do it do to your life now? I mean, you go from singing on the corner.
Yeah.
Now, come on, keep it real. What did it do to your lifestyle, man, after that? Come on.
It exposed us to a lot of just the world. I mean,
exactly.
We just saw things that we never would have had the opportunity to see. We met people we would have never dreamed we would be standing next to or singing for.
Some people like who?
Whitney Houston.
Get out of here.
You know, we sang for Whitney Houston, and she was, you know, singing back to us. You know, she was enjoying it that much.
Wow.
You know, we've met and toured with Aretha Franklin.
Aretha Franklin. Gladys Knight.
Ricky Beverly Mays.
Eddie LaVert. Gerald LaVert.
I mean, OJ.
Temptations?
Yeah, Temptations.
I see you.
You go on?
Man.
Keep on going.
Y'all can stop right there with the Temptations.
Keep going.
Wow, man. So, I mean, it just, that's got to be a beautiful thing. I mean, now tell me, when y'all was singing on them corners, did you even once think that, I mean, you go from the corner to on the stages around the world? I mean, y'all traveled everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere, man.
Never
imagined.
You know?
Not in our wildest dreams.
Most singers in the classic R&B field, on the Love Zone that we play, a lot of the legends and stuff, their background singing starts like in church or in choir.
Right.
Was that with you guys also?
A little bit.
Yeah,
okay. I was in a church choir when I was a teenager.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, not me.
Not you. No. Okay. Now, each of you guys got a unique style that I just love. That's what I love about solo. Who inspired each of you? I want to go from you, D to Rob, and just tell me who inspired each and every one of you guys to do what you do.
This is Dan. I grew up listening to a lot of Luther Vandross.
LV.
Babyface. Mm-hmm. Michael Jackson, El DeBarge, Howard Hewitt.
The greats.
Yeah.
The greats, man. Come on, Danielle.
Oh, man, for me, man. Sam Cooke, Bobby Womack, Otis Redding.
Go ahead.
All the guys that had the rough voices.
Preach on.
Those are cats that I studied and listened to, you know?
Oh, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Come on, Rob. Talk
to us. Man. I studied the Temptations, Marvin Gaye, Smokey Robinson. You know, we got to go to the jazz thing.
Okay,
because I'm a jazz musician also and a bass player. So Charles Mingus, Paul Chambers, people like Barry Harris. That's just to name a few.
Just to name a few, man. Mm-hmm. You guys mentioned Sam Cooke, man, and on the first album there, man, Wonderful World.
Yeah.
Man, that record goes back with me back down in South Carolina, summer lunch days in the old 67 Caddy and all that, man. and when this we would play this record to death in the summertime in Rabbit's car. And I was just inspired by you guys, what y'all did with it, man. So we're going to pull up off the mic and let them hear it, and we'll be right back with Solo.
Don't know much about biology. Don't know much about a science book. I don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but
but I'm trying to be, oh, for maybe by being an A student, baby, I could win your love for me. What a wonderful world this would be. Woo! And what a wonderful world this would be. One more time. What a wonderful world this would be.
Right. Oh, right, my now. Goodness, man. I mean, now tell me, I know it had to be an honor for you, man. I mean, I know you just lost your mind when in the studio doing it, man.
Oh, man, it was magical. That's all I can say, bro.
I like the way you put that.
You know, it was magical, man.
I like
it. It felt good, you know. It felt great.
Oh,
felt
man, I mean, doing that, be up there
acapellas.
And doing it. That's what I love, the acapella.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, boom, 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 boom. Yeah. Oh, man, Ross, yes, I mean, you guys just got that unique blend. And that's one thing I always like about singers who can sing a cappella, because that, I mean, once you put some instruments, it's only going to get better.
Right.
But,
right,
you know,
right.
There's always a time when the electric goes out.
And that has happened.
And you guys got to be able to
get down.
That
happens a couple times with us.
So mention a cappella. What is, like, one of your favorite songs y'all like to always drop into and do a cappella?
Man.
Cupid.
Cupid?
Cupid is one.
Cupid is one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think we're on the love zone, and we got Cupid, and let's see a little bit of that Cupid acapella, since that's one of y'all favorite.
Oh,
you think we can do that?
Damn, I ain't warmed up for that one. Well, I'm still cold from the cold.
Well, I asked you which one was your favorite to just drop in on. Uh-oh, y'all hear that bass? Man. Listen to the bass. Love Zone listeners, what you're about to hear right now is live.
My boy.
Introduce who we got here with us.
We got Dave Wesley here. This is background singer extraordinaire
background singer. All right, now everyone in the chat room is going, uh-oh, they get ready to go live, y'all. Only on the Love Zone.
God Almighty. Check it out. Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go.
Be straight to my lover's heart for me. Nobody but me. Cupid, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly. Straight to my lover's heart for me. Now, I don't mean to bother you, but I'm in distress. That's danger of me losing all of my happiness.
Oh,
I love a girl who doesn't know I exist.
And this you can fix.
Cupid, you your bow.
Oh, my goodness.
And let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart. For me, nobody, body, hey, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly straight to my lover's heart for me.
Only in the Love Zone. We'll be right back with Live from Solo. Give it up for them, y'all. They're here, 90.3 FM, baby, New York.
Baby,
Now, you know what? I get a lot of questions about this song, guys. So you guys are here. I don't have to answer it no more. We want to know, what is the concept? And what were you really asking them? And who were you asking? And all, what is the concept behind this song, man? Because they've been asking me for years. And I told them, I don't know where they want you to put it. So I'm going to let them tell you themselves.
We're going to plead the fifth. Y'all can blame Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis
and McKinley Horn for that one.
Mama, I'm sorry. No, it's about love.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to put that in quotation.
Okay, yeah, love. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Just about love.
It's about love.
Love.
Yes.
I mean, we're in the love zone. If
what you
love,
want me to do with my love, you yeah. got oh. to direct cool. me and so we can get I'm this cool. right, because we're trying to make you happy.
That's
you
right. Understand? Can we do it once or twice, maybe five, six times?
okay. Right.
Hey, we in the love zone. It's all good, baby. Well, New York City and everyone around the world, you heard it straight from Solo. That is the explanation behind that record right there. Where do you want me to put it at? This track right here, Lordy have mercy. He's not good enough.
Oh, yeah.
One of the ballads that we often get to play in the love zone.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure there's a story behind it. Now, is it your story or is it Jimmy and them? Talk to me, fellas. Talk to me, fellas.
McKinley's story.
It was your story?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right, come on.
What
talk
I mean,
to
McKinley based it off his story. So yeah. We rolled with him.
Yeah, and we all chimed in on it.
We rolled with him.
Yeah. Okay,
you rolled with him. We all been through that once or twice in life, you know, before.
Well, one thing, once again, that you hear right up front is this harmony, man. I mean, you guys just got this. It's almost like what we said about take six. You knew when it was take six.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We know when it's solo.
Oh, wow. Thanks.
We know when it's solo, baby. Cool, definitely.
Cool.
You guys got a new project coming out.
Yes, sir.
And the single Gone is already out, and it's available on what?
iTunes.
Amazon.
Everywhere. Amazon.
All right. Let's talk about this new project. Tell me about it. What inspired you guys to come back out and say, hey, it's time to drop one? Come on, talk to me.
What inspired us was all these people in the chat room right here.
That's right.
Everybody, Brandy, everybody, Brandy, all the fans.
Yeah. Really?
You know, they were online, and we kind of noticed. People, you know, told us they were talking and asking where we were,
yeah. mm-hmm.
and that they wanted more music. So we started checking the sites and everything. We're like, okay, let's try and give it a shot. Wow. See right. if we still got something.
See, so did you question yourself really? Yeah. Man? I mean,
I did. How many years
in between the last project was it?
It's 15 years.
Yeah. 15 years in between projects,
mm-hmm.
and you came out with this track right here. New York City, everyone around the world, sit back, listen to it. Tell me if they're gone or tell me if they're back, baby. 90.3 FM, this is my jam. Let's do the damn thing. Oh, yeah.
I'm so symptomatic.
I'm gone, 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 so gone, so
been having fun on that one, y'all.
Each and every day you got me so gone. Can't help that I'm gone.
That's live, y'all. Man, fellas, y'all are jamming on this one, baby. Ain't too many tracks take me out my coof in the love zone, man. But that one there just makes me lose my mind every time I hear it, man.
Thank you, man.
Now, you know what? It's something special going on with this project. And the next singles that's coming out, we're going to ask the fans to help make it number one. That's so we're going to need their support. You guys got a website. What is your website, so this guy?
Solothegroup.com.
Solothegroup.com. Now, if they go to the website, they can find out all the instructions on the next track.
You can find out the whole project. Instructions about the new EP that we have coming out in March, April. You can pre-order if you like through our website. And you find out all the information as far as social media. You can find us at solothegroup.com on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, YouTube.
All everywhere. Right, now, we got an older crowd, and they don't write that fast and everything. And we don't remember things as much as we used to. So
I know.
Let's say it slowly, nice and sweet. What is your Facebook page, first of all?
Okay. It's Facebook. You can find us under Solo the Group. Okay.
Yes. Solo the group on Facebook. Now, what about Twitter?
Solo the group.
Solo the group.
We keep it simple.
I like that. You guys smart. You guys are smart. So, Twitter. What about Instagram?
Solo the group.
You got it.
See the thing.
This next project, you know, I have the pleasure of having some tracks from it. And we're going to let them in on some of them. And I like playing artists' favorite ones and stuff. Some people sent me some things. I'm not supposed to have it?
I don't know. I don't know what you got.
Well, like, okay. Look, we don't even care what you do. As long as you like it.
I love it, man. You know, but I tell you what. We're going to let them go to the website and just support it and bring it on out there. And we're going to make sure that it's the right thing. We're going to get down with some Touch Me right here.
Oh, okay.
On the Love Zone, y'all.
All right. Rafael Sadiq.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Rob. Let's do this, man.
Come on, hit it up, man.
Come on, come and get this love, so we can let it go.
You know,
baby, you know, you can touch me with your
touch love. Me.
Let's go home and touch. Miss your love so much.
Do anything.
Do anything. If you touch me with your love,
let me give you some sweet affection. Girl, you know I hunger for ya, for ya. Don't be afraid of what you're feeling. I can't say that I know what you're thinking.
But one thing's for sure is when we're alone, it gets so damn inviting when you give me the night. You come for me, I came to you. It keeps me so inspired.
Together, baby.
To the Love Zone with Maurice the Voice Watts and DJ Howie D, 90.3 FM, WHHH.
Wonderful sounds of one of the baddest recording artists that has ever graced the Love Zone. They're here, they're live. I'm talking about Solo. Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back.
Hey,
now off mic, we made a pact because we don't have the full project of the new stuff, and I thought we did, but we find out some of the stuff is from the past LPs, which is good because that's what the Love Zone is about. But I know, based off the way Gone jumped out there, my taste buds are wet. Yeah. You got me waiting, and don't make me wait too long. So we got to come back around April or something.
We're coming back.
You heard it there. They coming back. But this track right here, this next one, is one of the Love Zone favorites too.
Ours too.
Yeah, man.
You said yours too, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, now. I'm sorry. I'm a storyteller, so talk to me. Come on, what's this about?
Terry Lewis wrote this.
Baby.
He told the story. And we was just back there kicking it in the, straight through. We went through straight through and did the harmonies on this. And most of the songs on this first album.
Man,
we arranged them as well.
You guys rearranged them yourself?
No, he did.
Oh, he did.
He
okay.
was just like, hit this. We was like, woo.
And you liked it?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It was just so proud.
Now, we got a fan that's here in the Love Zone with you. Brandy.
Brandy.
Now, you know, she won the VIP passes to be here with you guys tonight in heaven and some of the other people that's here. But I found out that Brandy is not just, like, new to Solo. Brandy's been following you guys since the
90s.
Yeah. Yep. And not only that, she let me in on a little secret about Gone.
Yes.
That she's in the video.
She's in the video.
Come on, put them headphones on, man.
Come on, Brandy.
Put the headphones on.
Tell them how much fun you had.
Let's talk about how it is for a fan to be in a Solo video. First of all, how did you get to meet the guys?
At the bitter end about 3 years ago.
Yeah, the bitter end. Yep. Okay,
the first time.
Yeah.
Okay, and how did the audition and you find out about the video?
Actually, on
I tweeted to her.
Yeah, she was following. She's been following us.
Okay, on Twitter.
Yeah. So we did a call out to everybody in Brooklyn because the video was shot by Kofi Okai in Brooklyn.
Okay,
and we said, come on out. We need some people in this video, some beautiful people and fans, and come on out and hang out.
That's right. They showed up too.
She was one of the first, as always. She's one of the first.
Always the first.
Always. Oh man, you got the secret. You know what
step
to do.
Step on up to the plate.
I know she was one of the first. She jumped on them VIP. She said, "I would like to come down. Do you have any more?" And I looked at Liz, cool. I said, okay, yeah, I have some more left. He said, okay. And that I didn't know she was like a VIP fan.
Absolutely.
But
absolutely.
Man, but tell me, how do you guys feel having fans like Brandy?
Oh, man.
I mean, what did that do to you, knowing how dedicated and how much she loves you guys?
And God's truth is that it humbles me, and it keeps us focused on the real, true reason that we're here.
Right.
Keeps
us inspired, though.
We share our voices, but at the end of the day, we're here to make people's mood change and lift people's lift people up in their spirits.
Right? Sure.
So we recognize that and we honor that. So we're happy that Brandy came through tonight. It was a surprise for us.
Yeah. Look at that. See, you did something for them.
I didn't tell them.
You didn't tell them.
I was shocked.
Shock. So Brandy, tell me, how do you feel being this close to the guys and that? I mean, you're in their videos. I mean, your rest of your friends ain't in no Solo video. And you come on, talk to me.
Well, I'm still amazed and shocked. I am humbled as well.
Amen.
I had fun. Yeah, they're really nice guys and they're real gentlemen.
Okay, now we're gonna put you on the spot because what the Love Zone do. And tell me, are they as nice off the mic as they are on the mic?
Yes,
they are. All right. I just have to check it out.
It's real right here.
This is real radio, baby.
It's real
radio, baby. Now, what's your favorite Solo song? She said, that's hard.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's
basically
hard.
The first album, every song, I can play over and over again.
Over and over.
Wow.
Now, that's a compliment right there. Because to have an album that someone could play from the beginning to the end.
Yeah.
And they don't make them like that no more.
That album's truly a classic, though. That's a classic.
They
album.
Don't make them like that no more, man. So, I mean, I'm anticipating this new project to just blow them back.
It's you dope. Guys, it's dope, like the first one.
It don't seem like you missed the beat.
That's what we wanted to.
You said you questioned it, Dan.
I questioned that. You know, when you haven't sang with people, you don't know what if they've been taking care of themselves.
Because we didn't see each other that often.
Yeah, we didn't
know what to expect.
So it was because of his daughter, Dominique. What's up, Dominique? What's up?
Hey, Dom.
Hey, Dominique.
She got us together. You know, it was her birthday, and we started talking about the opportunity of what would happen if we got back together. So I doubted, you know, that we would click and mesh like we did when we left. But it was just like riding a bike, man.
Just that easy, huh?
Yeah.
Just that easy.
Back in the saddle.
This next record here that we're playing is a special request from Evan Wills over here in the corner. What's up, E?
Right.
Hey, Brandy, we actually let Evan sit in that chair for 1 second there. Let him come up there and get on the mic and say what's up to the fellas. That's what we do in the Love Zone.
Everybody
get a chance to come around and hang out with the artists and stuff. Now, this man has sung with everybody from the Stylistics to the Delphonics to the Dramatics. I mean, you done sung with everybody, the Persuaders, but you're in here with some bad a cappella singers, Evan, now. He turned me on to this track, right? He said, "Boys, you got to play extra on Friday, man."
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
What you want to say to the fellas, Evan?
Well, I'm very pleased to meet them. I actually met them before they became famous. At the
which corner were they playing on?
At Chambers Street.
Okay.
At the end of the station.
That's right.
They had a guitar case.
Mm-hmm. Right.
People were throwing money, and I don't mean just singles, fives, tens, twenties. Yeah. We missed a lot of trains because their music was so good. And there was throngs of people.
Word.
You know?
Wow.
So, and then.
That was the beginning, y'all.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I was there. I was a witness.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Thank you for being there, man.
I was a contributor.
Most people don't believe that story that we used to do that. They always ask us, you know. So, yeah.
Yes. Well, they heard it right here on the Love Zone, man. This is real radio, baby. Real radio. And, Evan, I mean, when you hear these guys singing, and just the thing, you was there from the beginning, and now you hear what they're. But they've reached an accomplishment. How that makes you feel as a fan?
I love it. You know, the industry needs that so much nowadays. Well, and I'm glad they're back on the scene. And don't ever leave.
Oh, no. Thank you.
We're going to pull up off the mic and we're going to play this track right here. We're going to be back with, we're going to play Gone Again, the new track. And we're going to let them know more about this project because we're going to help take it to number one, baby.
Thank you.
Right here on 90.3 FM.
La la la.
Oh my goodness. I love this old stuff, baby. I love it, love it, love it. Hey, you know what? We got another fan of you guys who, I mean, she's been campaigning. I got to give it up to her.
Yes.
She's been campaigning hard to get Solo on the Love Zone. She said, Voice, you have everybody else. When you bring in Solo, they're my boys. I'm talking about Boo Boo Romero. We're going to say what's up to her.
What's up, Boo Boo?
What's up? What's up?
Hey, that's our baby girl.
That's your baby girl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Got to say... Say happy birthday to April. She's in the house with us.
Happy
April.
Happy birthday, April.
Look, you got your Love Zone shirt on, girl. Look at you. Let me find out you got that Superman shirt on. Yep.
I'm loose now.
All right, girl.
Show it off.
Right, grab a seat right behind Solo. Back to Boo Boo, guys. I mean,
Boo Boo, baby.
This girl has been definitely pumping you guys up.
Man.
And,
Yeah,
I mean,
day one.
She's just a almost great supporter. You guys got fans like that, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Boo Boo, you know we love you. She's
Brandy,
amazing.
Yeah.
Just like Brandy.
Yeah, man.
They're amazing. You know, what can you say when you got people pumping you up to do what God gave you a gift?
I'm telling you, if other artists had the backing that you guys got, I mean, they'll be doing what you guys are doing because fans like Brandy and Boo Boo.
Yeah.
I mean, Boo Boo, I mean, when I tell you, she rode me.
I believe
she rode me.
And believe me, we didn't ask. This is just the love.
She rode me.
She said, y'all going to be on there. Y'all going to be on that show.
She said, you got to get Solo down to the group. I said, I know. I said, I want you. I said, but every time I called, you know, the people, I said, I can't get through. She said, well, I got him. I can get him.
Yeah, she definitely
gets. So I'm personally going to thank Boo Boo live on the air on the Love Zone.
Thank you, Boo Boo.
For making it happen to get Solo right here on the Love Zone for sure. But before you guys go, we want to definitely get back in on this project because it's important now. If you go to your website, there's like a goal you guys trying to reach.
There is a goal. We got to get to 100% of our goal.
And how close are we to it?
We at 75% right now.
So. Are you serious?
Yeah. So we got till Monday to get to 100. So
till Monday.
Yeah.
Monday.
Love Zone listeners. All right. You know, I'm gonna put it out there. We can do this. Yes, they're only 25% away. So we want you to go to solothegroup.com.
Yep.
All right. Go any Solo the Group. Search it out and let's go make this thing right because we need to get this project out.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
And if we don't make that 100%, we can't get the rest of the project
out. That's right.
All right.
Absolutely.
And as you know, on 90.3, we can't say certain things with the numbers and the digits, but I'm sure you read in between the lines. All right.
Yeah,
and just like you guys support 90.3 FM, we want to support the artists because the artists like Solo who's coming here
to
talk to you guys, hang out with you guys, and put out this good music like what's in my ear right now. Gone, gone, gone.
Yeah,
so they're at 75% and they have to do it this weekend.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So I'm letting all you guys.
So tweet about it.
Yeah.
Share it on Facebook. All over your interest.
Talk to your friends.
Your Pinterest. Yeah. Solothegroup.com. Get it out there. Get the word out there.
Yeah, because if they get 99%, then we ain't going to make it.
We ain't going to make it.
So they got to crack the 100%. All right.
Yeah.
And I promise you this. Based off it going down this weekend, we know it's going to happen because of you, the Love Zone listeners.
Yes.
I know the guy's going to come back and do something special for you. All
right. Just for you guys.
Right. Just for the Love Zone listeners. Right, all right. You know, we do the classic R&B weekend up in the Poconos. Maybe we got to bring Solo up to the Poconos on the classic R&B weekend for my 33rd radio anniversary.
There you go. Right.
All right. So let's show the love. Yeah. If we want to bring Solo to the Poconos, let's go make that thing up to 100%.
Yes.
Tell me, guys, Facebook, Twitter, what do you think about this social media thing, man? I mean,
I like it.
You like it?
I'm in the middle, I guess.
You know why I like it? Because
talk to me.
We used to get letters written on hand, you know, handwritten letters from people sent from our record company like 6 to 12 months after.
Yeah, yeah, that's
know?
True. Yeah, he right.
Like,
he right about
we
that.
Like, yeah. They done grew up and everything by the time.
Why y'all ain't asses?
It's allowing us to connect with real people because we real people. We ain't I call entertainment like we just glamorize blue collar workers.
Amen.
You know, you don't get a sick day. We got to get out there and bust.
That's right.
So we like to be with the people, in front of the people, so it connects us with them. So I like it.
That's right.
That's a wonderful thing. Now, do you guys got personal Facebook pages?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's let the fans. We're going to get this 100 by hook or crook, all right? So they may forget Solo the Group, so let's go. What's your personal page, D?
Mine is I Am Dan Stokes, and you can also find me on the Twitter under I Am Dan Stokes.
Come on now.
Well, I'm D-Nell Lee Chavez.
I'm
Facebook.
I'm Robert Anderson, bass Bass. Just know Rob Anderson on Facebook. That's what I'm
Robert Anderson on Facebook. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, hey, guys, we want to thank you guys for coming through.
Yes, sir.
And hey, this is your home now in the zone.
Yes. Right on, man.
And
yeah.
Anybody that we didn't say hello to that you guys want to represent and say hello to?
My today? Mom. I got to give a shout out to my mom. She's a big, big, big fan, too.
Hello, B.
She's our number one,
Mama
B.
And my mom, Linda
Stokes. Stokes, yes.
And Linda, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And we just want to say hello to everybody in chat rooms again. Everybody out there from Facebooks and Twitter. We just want to thank you guys. We got 25% more to go this weekend. Let's get to 100 and do what you guys, you know, kind of blessed us to do.
Well, I tell you what, Dan. I tell you what, since you're closest to the chat room, you can see that list. I think if you mention each of their names that's in that chat room, they may go to that website and help you guys.
DJ Howie D, he stepped away.
Hey, Howie, where you go, bro? What's up, bro? Man, where you
got? We got Kendall Turner in the building. Hey, hello, what's up? Kendall. We got Vanessa, R&B. She looking
look at
all
Vanessa. Yeah,
nice. You and, you know, she got a little straps on.
I see you, baby.
Endless. She looking. She's watching something on the side right there. She watching Scandal or something. Jesse, how you doing, Jesse?
Hey,
Missy, California,
Cali.
Beautiful, and LLT in DC.
What's going on, bro?
Hello, everybody.
They're on that webcam. Hey, they're in there. There's some other people that's not on the webcam. Big Will down there.
Big Will.
Boo Boo 212.
Boo-boo.
Hey, who's
boo-boo.
Up on the Boo Boo?
Cliff NJ.
Yep. Go ahead, guys.
Lady G 412. Beverly Holloway. She just became a fan. Thank you, Beverly.
Thank you, Beverly. Oh, cool. Yeah.
That's what's up.
Who else we got?
LaVon Tatum. That's from the R&B group True. Look at that.
True. Oh, man.
True's in the house. Yeah.
We love some True.
That's True. True. Yeah, oh, out in Camden, New Jersey.
True. Oh, what's up? Man. What's up, True?
Letitia Hayes, where she's from? Long Island. Hey, Letitia, baby.
Hey, Letitia.
Big Mo out in Brownsville, Brooklyn.
Viola Maryland.
Yep, she's in Maryland. Go ahead. You better than me at this thing. Go ahead, man. Tammy Neat.
Pam Jones, the Black Ivory.
All right.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's them, folks. That's Solo. They're right here, guys. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
And make sure
thank
we get it first, because we want it.
Yeah.
And we're going to take it to the top, baby.
90.3
FM, the Love Zone Solo.
Hey. Thank you. Love you. If you're giving direction, communicate to me, baby.